Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. Hope you're having a great day. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass. And we say hello now to Casey Alexander, head coach of the Belmont Bruins men's basketball team. And over the weekend, they secured the Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. Coach, congratulations. How you doing?
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. All right. So you win the regular season. I mean, you look at just this season as a whole. You now have the conference championship and all the other stats. I mean, you have to feel pretty good about things going as we near March, right?
I do feel good, you know, in a lot of ways because we've been so consistent throughout the year. I definitely like having the regular season championship in our pocket so we can move on from that. But more than anything, I just like our players and the makeup of our team. I think we're in a good place right now.
And it's the 13th regular season conference championship in the last 21 years, which spans the ASUN, the OVC, and now the Missouri Valley. That's a really cool stat.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially for those of us who were here 30 years ago when we made the move to Division I and spent the first four or five of those years as an independent, not even in a conference, and wondering, will we be in a conference? Will we be any good in a conference? Will we ever win a conference championship? Yeah, so in hindsight, you look back at all that and you say, man, if we had only known, we wouldn't have worried quite so much.
How does it feel to be in the same company as Duke, Arizona, Michigan, UConn, St. Louis, and SFA with the most or fourth nationally in victories?
That feels good. I like that. And I think we're first maybe in wins away from home. But so, yeah, it's been, you know, we're not taking anything for granted. But we also don't want to minimize the accomplishments, and we want to make sure that we enjoy some success. I think it's important that if you put that kind of work in that you celebrate it when you can.
I don't like to talk about losses, but what did the Bradley loss do? Because you had won like eight before that. You lost the Bradley loss, and you win three more. Was that a wake-up call? Did that help you explain things to the guys? Like, look, this is an every-night battle we got here.
Yeah, I mean, it was a wake-up call because I didn't think we started that game with the same kind of urgency and competitiveness that we needed to. Didn't play very well at all. And they're a very good team. And it's a tough place to play. They had, you know, for folks around here who don't know, I mean, they played Illinois State this past weekend, had 11,000 at their game. I mean, it's a big deal up there. So it was a reminder, though, that in this league, if you're not ready, you're going to be disappointed too often.
Is the rule still there if you win the regular season, you get an automatic NIT bid? Is that gone?
That is gone, yeah. They changed that a couple of years ago. Which was really detrimental to the mid-majors and low-major programs out there that have had such great seasons. So now it's pretty much just an extension, a literal extension of the NCAA tournament. You know, the first few teams that are left out of the NCAA tournament are going to be the one seeds, then the two seeds, all the way down the line. I think we're poised to be a lock at worst for the NIT. I would be shocked.
Yeah. Well, good. Is it, Coach, is it gratifying? You've lost a lot of players to the portal. Is it gratifying that you got this group now with you that comes together? You got 25 wins. You win the Missouri Valley. I got to think, personally, as a coach, it feels kind of good, right?
It feels great. You know, and honestly, I mean, it's a little bit more of a relief than anything else for me personally. You know, I mean, just to know that we can still do it, especially in the midst of some tough circumstances. You know, we haven't just lost some players to the portal. We've lost really good players to the portal. You know, and that's always hard to overcome. And then what's also lost in the conversation is you still lose seniors. You know, last year we lose two all conference seniors. You know, we lose Ben Shepherd as a senior, first round draft pick in the NBA a couple of years ago. Plus, you lose the guys that are going to Power Fives in the portal. I mean, it can be a lot to replace. So yes, it feels great and is gratifying that we're still finding ways to win.
With the portal, all the madness and a lot of nonsense, I'm looking at your teams in the last couple of years. And I know you. You don't change, right? You don't change your identity and what you built Belmont on, do you?
No, you don't. But you also have to live in the real world. You know, when we lose somebody to the portal, you know, we have no choice but to go out and find somebody from the portal. I mean, you can't replace experience with another freshman. You know, so now who we go find, you know, they still that's where it's still largely the same. Joe is just then you still have to find guys that are attracted to Belmont, that, you know, that fit your style of play, that fit the culture of your program. And there's plenty of those guys out there.
Well, if you're looking for somebody that doesn't play defense and jacks up threes from half court, just call the radio station. I'll come over there and help you out the last couple of games. I play no defense. Is that okay?
We have, we've had a lot of timeouts through the years where we've had that exact same discussion with our guys that are on full scholarship. So,
right.
Thankfully, we haven't had as many of those this year.
Good.
Casey Alexander is with us, Belmont men's basketball coach. You know, we talked to you about shooting threes and that, you know, that's kind of the way college basketball has gone. How do you feel about your shot selection and the way you guys have been putting it up lately?
We do have a lot of really good shooters. I think I may have said this last time we talked, but we're number one in the country in effective field goal percentage, which combines twos and threes. I think we're top 10 in the country, two-point field goal percentage and three-point field goal percentage. So you don't get those kinds of numbers with bad shot selection. You got to have good players, and then you got to have unselfish players that will share the ball and work for the great shot. And so when we don't turn it over, it's been highly successful. We just turn it over too much.
Do you ever in practice – this may be a silly question, but do you ever in practice, like you go through, you're running plays and trying to run a simulation of something, and a guy takes a shot that might go in, but it was probably one he shouldn't have taken. Do you ever point that out in the moment or talk to him afterwards about just making sure, you know, the best you can to have the best shot selection possible?
Yeah, it's a consistent conversation. And really, I mean, you could apply that to any practice scenario. It could be different defensive help side or offensive shot selection or screening or rebounding. You know, I mean, all that applies, and it's really the danger of practice. You can't stop practice every time somebody makes a mistake or, you know, doesn't do something exactly right. You would never really get anything done. And that's where bad habits occur. You know, that's why sometimes guys think they had a great practice, and in reality, they think they had a great practice because they scored it well, you know, but three out of four of those threes that they made were bad shots in reality. So it's a tricky game to play. You hope that big picture conversations takes care of a lot of that. You don't have to micromanage it on a daily basis.
With the makeup of your team, I would suspect you don't really have to have this conversation, but you got two games left in the regular season. You've locked up the regular season championship. But what do you want to see from these guys to finish off strong in those last two games where they don't get complacent knowing that they already got that regular season title?
Yeah, I really don't sense that at all. I think if we had, you know, a lot left out there in the season, then maybe I would be worried about it. But we have two regular season games left. Our tournament starts next. We play next Friday, you know, so it's on the horizon. So I just don't see any scenario where we wouldn't be excited to play and ready to go and still trying to improve.
Your three-point percentage on the team is nearly 40%. Have you been part of a team with that high of a percentage of three-point shots made?
We're always a good three-point shooting team. I mean, I couldn't give you the rundown of, like, which ones were better than others, but 40% as a team where we currently are is really, really good, you know. But Belmont's made more threes than any team in the country since we've been Division One, so it's always been important to our success.
Does Brigham Rogers not have the green light to shoot threes? He hasn't had a single shot three-point all year.
That light is completely off for him. He's below a red light.
Oh, that's
awesome. From the three-point line. Blinking red. No, maybe. I don't know.
We'll keep him at that. We talked last time. You got four guys in double digits. You share the basketball. I mean, this is what you preach, right? Team.
Yeah, for sure. And it is the strength of our team, honestly. I mean, it's the strength of our program. We've just worked so hard. And it's not perfect by any stretch, but we work so hard for everybody to know that they're playing for Belmont first and to live into that. The success makes that conversation easier. You know, when you can win games, it's hard to get a lot of pushback on that. But our team is very well connected. True student athletes. I mean, our team GPA was a 3.5 last semester.
Good
I mean, we're doing things with the right kind of people, and that's the reason why they're having the success they're having.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Hope everybody gets out there Wednesday night again to watch you guys against Evansville for the last home game, and then good luck Sunday against Illinois State as well. But always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach, joining us here on the program. Joe, coming up next, I know you love these type of lists.
Uh-oh.
But Bill Barnwell from ESPN has his free agency tears available.
Why is he crying?
I don't know.
All right.
We will look at that coming up next. All Jason right. Big Joe, presented by the Omni, 102.5 The Game.